This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to connect with us that way. The us tonight includes me, Ian.
And Daryl.
Coming up, Lindsay Lohan's lawsuit against Grand Theft Auto 5. Isn't going forward. We'll give you the judge's rationale for that. It's a story we covered previously on the show. Of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. We're going to start out with kind of a slice of life story, I guess, Daryl. I've yet to hear it myself or see it, but you have something about Venezuela and what it's like living in the lines where people are waiting and waiting for hours upon hours to get into a grocery store, only to find that there's very, very little that's available, typically, because socialism works!
Well, you could say that. Yes, socialism works for some.
It works to transfer wealth from the poor to the wealthy and connected.
Yes, and it totally screws over the people that are waiting in lines for hours, such as the people that this article from The Week was written about, specifically people waiting in line for hours outside of a drugstore in Caracas who were dazed with heat and boredom when gunmen arrived.
Hold on, before you go on, by the way, I'm presuming the gunmen are not from the Venezuelan military, but if the military, the police, see you taking photos of those lines, you could be arrested. They certainly will confiscate your camera and delete the photos, but it may actually be a criminal charge for you because the government does not want pictures of those lines getting out.
And they do have a picture of the line in this photo, and it appears that at some spots the people are standing about four or five wide on the sidewalk, and it's just a line of people as long as you can see.
Wow. Just to go into the drugstore.
Yes. When the robbers demanded a cell phone from a 25-year-old in black shorts, instead of handing it over, Junior Perez took off towards the entrance of the pharmacy. Eight shots rang out.
Whoa.
He fell to his face.
Oh, my God.
The dozens of shoppers in line were unmoved. They held their places as the gunman went through the pockets of Perez. They watched as thick ribbons of blood ran from the young man's head into the grooves of the tiled walkway.
For a moment there, I was thinking, you know, as you were saying, gunmen near a crowd of an uncountable amount of people. I mean, you said this line goes on for as long as you can see in the photo, four or five people wide. That's a lot of people. I mean, think about how brazen those criminals are to be able to. I mean, how many gunmen were there? A handful of them?
It doesn't say. It says the gunmen.
Well,
plural.
I highly doubt it was 60 of them.
Somewhere between two and, you know, who knows how many.
It seems unlikely to be more than a handful of gunmen.
Yes.
You know, just judging on gangs and whatever. But, you know, certainly there were more people in the line than there were gunmen.
Yes.
But one of the things you got to remember about Venezuela is there's no guns allowed.
Correct.
You cannot have a gun if you are a so-called law-abiding citizen. So therefore, of course, as you know, long-time listeners of Free Talk Live are well aware, if they outlaw guns, only the outlaws have guns. And so in New Hampshire, I can't even imagine. First of all, we wouldn't be without food like that because we don't have socialist wealth redistribution here like other places.
The only time you would have a line this long in New Hampshire
is a concert or something.
Possibly a concert or Black Friday.
Yeah, even on Black Friday, I've yet to see any real big lines like that.
Well, I don't go shopping on Black Friday, so I'm just guessing based on what I hear happens.
It could happen, but it's usually pretty cold in New Hampshire by the time Black Friday rolls around.
Maybe when GameStop does one of their midnight releases of some hot game, there's always, you know, some kind of line waiting.
People have guns all over the place in New Hampshire. I mean, even the Democrats in New Hampshire, a lot of them own guns. You grow up with guns in New Hampshire, and they're just a part of life. In Venezuela, it's crime to have a gun, and so most of the people, if they did have one, they certainly wouldn't want to reveal the fact that they do, and so they would not go ahead and take a risk and stand up for this young man who was trying to escape being robbed by these criminal gang members. And so then, of course, you have to count on the police, which, of course, they're not around, or if they are, they're probably hassling somebody for taking a picture or something like that. So you've got literally, but even without guns, you would think that huge amount of people would be a deterrent against crime, but no, they just stood there.
Right, because if you step out to try to protect the guy, then you lose your spot in line.
Yeah. Well, plus they might shoot you, but nonetheless, I mean,
true.
If there were enough people to overpower these men with guns, they could have, right? Like, if enough people wanted to do something about this, they could have stopped them, even though they didn't have guns. One person with a gun could have put a stop to this. Two people with a gun would have definitely put a stop to it. But the whole crowd, I mean, if they just swarmed in on these goons, it would have been over for them. But these guys are so brazen. They know these people are so cowed and so, you know, set in their ways, so cowardly. They're not willing to do anything, not willing to take a risk. They knew they would be able to get away with this broad daylight armed robbery of this, well, ultimately turned into a killing of this young man, or at the very least a shooting. Did they say he perished? Or
Sure makes it sound like,
yeah,
he did
it
when it talks about the ribbons of blood pouring from his head.
Right. Yeah, okay, head.
After being shot in the back.
Wow. All right.
The dozens of shoppers in line, again, were unmoved as the ribbons of blood ran from his head through the grooves in the tiled walkway. When their turns came, each bought the two tubes of rationed toothpaste that they were allowed.
God.
The pharmacist said, these days you have to put the line above everything.
Oh, wow.
You make sure you get what you need and you don't feel sorry for anyone. As Venezuela's lines have grown longer and more dangerous, they have become not only the stage for everyday life, but also the backdrop to death. More than two dozen people have been killed standing in line in the past 12 months, including a four-year-old girl caught in gang crossfire.
Jeez.
An 80-year-old woman was crushed to death when an orderly line of shoppers suddenly turned into a mob of looters, an increasingly common occurrence as Venezuela runs out of just about everything. The extent of the country's economic collapse can be measured in the length of the lines snaking through every neighborhood. The average Venezuelan shopper, and this is a number that is going to astound you, the average Venezuelan shopper spends...
Wait, let me guess. Wait. Is it per week, per... standing
per
in
month.
Line? Per month. Hour, number of hours standing in line per month? Average Venezuelan shopper? 72.
Possibly 35 hours waiting to buy food.
Just food. Okay.
Just food, 35 hours per month. That's three times longer than they stood in line just 2 years ago, according to Data Analysis. Data Analysis President Luis Vicente León said, as the economy breaks down, life is telescoping to be just lines. You have masses of people in the streets competing for scarce goods. You're inevitably going to get conflict, fights, tricks, you name it. Venezuela's vast oil wealth once fueled a bustling economy, but over years of mismanagement under a socialist government, much of the nation's production has ground to a halt, and the country grew ever more dependent on imports. The supply chain has broken down, first slowly, then all at once, as a steep drop in the price of oil left no money to pay for even some of the most basic necessities.
Right. Now, they frequently will blame it on the price of oil, and there's no doubt that that's a factor in all this. But what is also a factor, and I think I always have to point this out because I find it absolutely fascinating in a economic disaster sort of a way. Another factor is the fact that the government sets the exchange rate of bolivars to dollars, and the exchange rate is about 100 times lower than what it should actually be based on the black market rate, which we'll tell you more about all of this coming up here in moments, what it's like to live in the lines of Venezuela. Can you imagine? having to spend hours and hours every single week.
35 hours a week. I don't think I spend...
35 hours per month is what you said, right?
Yeah, 35 hours per month.
Just for food.
Just in line for food. I don't think I spend 35 hours a month doing errands.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind, and this is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 tonight. Ian here.
And Daryl.
Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet. And if you're in Venezuela, you probably should be paying close attention to things like Bitcoin, anything to get out of the Bolivar and put your wealth somewhere where it's not going to be as easily stolen from you as it will with the government currency. Of course, the Venezuelan government's so poor right now they can't even afford to print more currency. That's another story. Anyway, you can read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin Forum over at Bitcoin.com. Plus, you can find places to spend your Bitcoin and play online games with the cryptocurrency. It's the source for all your Bitcoin needs and news. It's Bitcoin.com. Daryl, you're sharing with us what is life like in the lines of Venezuela. The lines in which, if you're the average Venezuelan, that you will spend 35 hours per month waiting in them.
Outside. Just for food.
Right, just to get food. That doesn't include, I suppose, toiletries or other items that you might need to purchase if you can find them. If you can, you know, I can't even imagine there's, they can only get so much food in at any given moment into these stores. They're government-run grocery stores in many cases. There were stories a couple of years ago about how the government was nationalizing some of the grocery chains there, so many of them are actually state-operated. They're selling things, in some cases, below cost. So there's no real price structure whatsoever for, you know, no market signals to allow people to decide whether or not to buy something or not. But
right.
There's so few of anything. It's, you know, people need whatever they can get their hands on. And I imagine that a lot of these people will wait in the lines only to discover that, well, sorry, no mas, sold out. Because, you know, you only get a pallet full of toothpaste tubes. They're going to run out at some point.
You're rationed to be able to buy two tubes of toothpaste.
I'm actually surprised it's not just one.
Shortages now top the list of concerns of Venezuelan voters, surpassing even safety, which is stunning considering that Venezuela has one of the world's highest homicide rates.
Yes. I mean, you open the story with a man being shot to death outside of one of these stores because he would not hand over his cell phone to armed gang members. I mean, this is a very dangerous place to live.
And then an 80-year-old woman was trampled to death when one of the orderly lines suddenly turned into a mob of looters.
Right, and truck drivers are being waylaid and robbed as well. It's not uncommon for somebody carrying food to be needing protection, serious protection, but they can't arm themselves. You got to rely on the government to keep you safe. Good luck with that.
And desperation, as we know, fuels violence.
Mm-hmm.
Medical student Maria Sanchez looked as timid and absent as anyone else in a Caracas line for flour. But when a woman tried to cut in front of her and her mother, she was quick to throw the first punch.
Wow.
She didn't let up until the would-be intruder limped away. Sanchez passed the rest of the wait with her lips pressed together, her mother quietly weeping. Sanchez said, "You have to go out with your batteries fully charged or people take advantage. Need has an ugly dog's face, and need is everywhere." On Wednesdays, residents of one of Caracas's wealthiest neighborhoods line up with empty 5-gallon jugs, hoping to catch a truck that comes through weekly with potable water.
Wow.
Poorer people wait at the foot of the green mountain that towers over the city, competing to siphon water from the springs. On Fridays, bank lines grow long because ATM limits capped at $8 per day have not kept up with the world's highest inflation, and the machines are not restocked on Saturdays or Sundays.
That's a new one for me. See, I didn't know. I remember when we talked about Greece. They put in, when they were having their economic crisis over there, and I don't know what the current status is, but like 2 years ago or whenever it was, a year and a half.
Probably about two or three.
Yeah, I think it was two, because I remember Cantwell was on the show at the time. We had discussed how they had put a restriction of, I think it was like $40 worth or 40 or 60 euros per day on the ATM machines there, and that was bad. Now there's, in Venezuela, it's eight, is it Bolivar?
per day?
They're saying $8, so I'm guessing they're giving the American equivalent, which would be 80 bolivar.
Okay,
at the official inflation rate.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, because right now the official rate is 10 bolivar to one U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
Even though if you go to dollartoday.com, you'll see what the current black market rate is. And the last time I looked at that, it was over 1,000 bolivars per dollar, per U.S. dollar. So that's not a lot of money.
That's not a lot at all, especially considering how high the prices are in Venezuela.
Correct.
And a lot of Venezuelans mostly avoid using cash, and even the sidewalk orange juice peddlers have acquired credit and debit card machines.
Interesting.
On Mondays and Tuesdays,
just because of robberies, I presume.
Right? Robberies and the fact, again, they're capping how much you can pull out of the ATM,
yeah.
So it's difficult to get the cash because they don't restock the machines on the weekends.
Current black market exchange rate, according to DollarToday.com, is 1,020 bolivars per dollar. And so that was what I was touching on before we went to the first break there, was that this is economic havoc. I mean, this is crazy,
yes,
to have the government enforce this exchange rate of 10 to 1. It used to be 6.3 to 1, and then they changed it to 10 to 1, I believe, at the beginning of this year. So it's fairly new.
About February of this year, I believe.
It's fairly new that they've done that. Of course, the government has stopped reporting all inflation numbers as well.
They stopped doing that at the same time they changed the official
the
exchange rate.
And so what you have is a situation where if somebody wanted to actually order products, they wouldn't be able to do it from outside of the country, which is how, as you were saying, because of the oil situation,
right,
when they were at some point they became more reliant on imports, and now they can't get imports because anybody who wants to import products has to pay in dollars, not bolivar,
right,
because nobody who's selling products to Venezuela wants bolivar. They can't exchange them for anything on the official,
right,
you know, on the marketplace. So basically, you can't get anything, even if you had the money to buy a pallet full of toilet paper, you would not be able to find anyone who's willing to sell it to you,
right,
unless you can find enough dollars to buy it. And in which case, if you can, then you sell out instantly. Because, I mean, if you could get a pallet full of toilet paper in Venezuela, you could probably charge 10 times what a normal roll of toilet paper would be on the black market.
In theory, on the black market,
right,
yes.
Yeah, you have to sell on the black market if you want to actually do business in Venezuela.
Right.
You couldn't possibly do it not on the black market, because men with guns will come around, government men with guns will come around and force you to sell at the government appropriate rate.
Lower than what you paid for the product.
They actually have I forget his name. It's like the Minister of Prices or something like that. The Minister of Price Fixing, who has goons that will go around from shop to shop and ensure that you're not selling at too high a price.
I want to tell you what happens on Mondays and Tuesdays, but I want, you know, to actually be able to explain it instead of just missing or saying it in sort of a drive-by sort of way.
Yep.
So I'll tell you that when we come back.
Yep. And don't think, you know, don't think this can't happen here, because it can happen anywhere where socialism is allowed to run rampant. Of course, I don't think we should have any socialism whatsoever. And there's plenty of it here in the United States, just not as much concentrated. It's Free Talk Live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free. 855-453 is our number. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, Ian here.
And Daryl.
Liberland is the European micronation. They're just getting the ball rolling on this thing. Over 100,000 people, though, already have requested citizenship to Liberland. Now, where is it? Well, it's a 3-square-mile plot of land between Serbia and Croatia, and supposedly neither country claims it, although it seems like Croatia is trying to do something to enforce.
Croatia claims that the land is part of Serbia, and somehow they're protecting Serbian territory for them.
It's a pretty crazy situation.
Yes.
But the people in Liberland are pretty determined, and they have actually, a number of them have been arrested just simply trying to go to the plot of land. If you want to follow up what's going on with Liberland, we're going to keep paying attention to it here, but you can go to Liberland.org to learn more about Liberland and why the Chicago Journal of International Law has released a 35-page essay making a case for statehood for Liberland. Plus, recently, they had recognition proposed by 7 Polish legislators, and they're very interested in getting recognized by other countries. So hopefully we'll continue to see them making progress in that area. If you want to help them, go to Liberland.org, L-I-B-E-R-L-A-N-D, Liberland.org. And if you want to be a citizen of Liberland, you will need to substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. So keep that in mind, Liberland.org. So we're talking about Venezuela and what life is like living in the lines, which is where you'll be living a good chunk of your week and month, with the average Venezuelan spending 35 hours per month in lines.
For food.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how they get those numbers because, you know, are they factoring in Venezuelans who stay home while their other family member goes and stands in a line? Are they only talking about Venezuelans who stand in lines? Presumably it's the latter. But either way, you're going to be spending a lot of time waiting. And
yes,
while you're waiting, you might get attacked by crazy gang members who are willing to shoot you to death if you don't hand over your cell phone to them. Now, that's presuming you actually still have cell phone service, because one of the other stories we covered recently about Venezuela, I guess a few months ago, is that it's getting harder and harder to make long-distance phone calls because the telco providers, basically, essentially the government owes them money.
Right.
And the government can't pay its bills, so it's getting to the point where the telco providers can't provide proper long-distance service because of a shortage of cash. And plus, beer manufacturers are basically calling it quits. They can't afford to do business there, so you can't even drown your sorrows in Venezuela anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy. And so the part of the story that we're at now is basically giving the routine that people go through. On Wednesdays, residents of the wealthy neighborhoods of Caracas line up with empty 5-gallon jugs, hoping to catch a truck that comes through once a week with potable water. Mm. The poor stand at the bottom of a mountain trying to get water coming out of a spring. On Fridays, the bank lines grow because people want to get money out of the bank, but the government has capped ATM withdrawals to $8 per day, and they don't restock the machines on the weekends. On Mondays and Tuesdays, the lines outside of the immigration offices spill down the street as if people suddenly decided over the weekend that they could no longer handle standing in line as life passes them by.
So they want to leave. That's the idea.
People are trying.
Yeah, good for them.
But, you know, how many people are getting permission to be able to do so?
Right, because it all depends on how many people Colombia is going to let in, or Brazil, the neighboring countries there.
Well, it's not just that, but, you know, basically you're going and asking the Venezuelan government, hey, can I leave? Things are really bad here. Can I leave? And they're like, no, we need, tax cattle. We need you to stay here to, work in the fields and do this and
do
that.
That's what it's coming down to, where the government has actually told people that they need to go work for the state in order to try to keep people fed, just like in North Korea.
Each night, men push broken-down gas guzzlers along a river to line up at a warehouse that sells car batteries, but they always run out of stock by mid-morning.
Mm-hmm.
All Venezuelans, including children, are assigned 2 shopping days a week based on their state ID number. They line up before supermarkets open, guided by rumors and where they've had luck in the past.
Rumors meaning we think this store might get chicken today.
Yes.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
Some people will use a fake ID to try to score an extra shopping day. Pregnant women and the elderly get their own priority lines, and everyone is limited to 2 units of whatever is in offer. So whatever it is, doesn't matter. Could be chicken, could be toilet paper, could be toothpaste. You can get 2.
Yeah.
The longest lines are for what is in shortest supply, food. 9 out of 10 people say they can't buy enough to eat, according to a study by Simon Bolivar University. Prices have been driven impossibly high by scarcity, hoarding, and, they report here, black market resellers. Venezuelans line up again and again for subsidized goods, not always knowing what they'll get when they finally reach the front. When supply trucks do arrive, workers throw open the doors, game show style, to reveal whether shoppers will be taking home precious pantry staples,
right,
or a booby prize like dog food.
Wow.
Sometimes the disappointment is too much to bear. Hundreds of people stormed a market in Caracas in June after the food truck they spent hours waiting for was diverted. They cried, "We're starving!" as the shopkeeper lowered metal gates over the front doors and windows.
Damn.
Queues of thousands of people long are targets for muggers who will sometimes work their way down person by person. Soldiers are armed with tear gas and assault rifles, often standing guard over supermarkets and supply trucks to maintain order.
Yeah.
But the National Guard has killed three people and arrested hundreds over the summer while trying to control nationwide food riots. A few blocks away from where Perez, that's the guy we had mentioned at the beginning of the
that
story.
That was shot to death.
Where he was shot. A few blocks away from where he died in the toothpaste line. Shoppers waiting to buy groceries watched a mob set fire to an accused thief.
Whoa.
So some people are doing something.
All right.
Just not in that situation that we covered at the beginning.
Well, the thief was probably unarmed.
After the man was taken away in an ambulance, some of his assailants got back in line to do their shopping. Although the threat of violence hovers in the air, the line is also a place of ordinary and sometimes extraordinary life. Merlis Moreno gave birth to a baby girl this spring while waiting to buy chicken in the oven-hot plains town of El Tigre. The skinny 21-year-old suspected she might be having contractions as she applied her heavy blue eyeshadow and boarded the pre-dawn bus. Still, she said she had no choice but to go. She was out of food. She delivered her daughter with the help of a supermarket janitor and used a dusty sheet from the back room as a swaddling blanket.
Wow. That'll be a story to tell if you make it through the next 20 years.
On hour 8 of a Caracas line for toilet paper, sweaty strangers sang nursery rhymes and cheered as they watched a 1-year-old learn how to walk. Kids do homework on the curb, some young men.
People are still going to school?
Apparently. Or maybe they're being homeschooled in the lines. But the kids are doing homework. Some young men use the empty hours to meet women and score phone numbers. More often, though, love stories end in line. Sasha Ramos broke up with her boyfriend of 5 years amid a spat over a blocks-long line for razors. He'd spent the morning complaining that they were hardly moving, which only underlined that he never helped with the shopping. They argued, and he stormed away, leaving her staring at the ground next to strangers who had overheard everything.
Right.
Ramos said, "He was so inconsiderate, I'd forgive him for cheating. These lines are not good for love."
Wow.
For older shoppers, standing stress in the heat can be too much to bear.
Oh, my God, yeah. All right, so we'll continue here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I mean, if you're out in the hot sun, you don't have enough water, you're going to die.
We've seen what happens when somebody dehydrates.
Yeah,
and he was young.
Yes. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor. I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What is life like in the lines of Venezuela? Well, it turns out all kinds of things happen in the lines because, well, you're going to be spending a lot of time there. So, you know, you might get attacked by a criminal gang. You might break up with your boyfriend. You might meet somebody new.
You might deliver a baby.
You might. All of those things and more have happened. And, Daryl, you're sharing a fascinating story from, what was it, The Week?
TheWeek.com? Yes, and it has been posted on the Facebook page.
On the Free Talk Live Facebook and Twitter. Of course, you can join us and bring up anything. You don't have to talk about Venezuela, although it is a fascinating study in, you know, what happens when socialism has complete control of a country. I mean, ultimately, governments fail. Socialist governments certainly fail. The more control you take away from the individual and the marketplace, the more insane things get. And now you've got people living basically most a good chunk of their lives in these lines.
On average, 35 hours per month just for food.
And sometimes you don't even know what you're going to get. You just line up in the morning, early morning, and you just wait for hours and hours and hours, and then they, as they say, throw the doors open on the back of a truck, and maybe you'll get some chicken, maybe it'll be rice, maybe it'll be dog food, toothpaste.
Maybe it'll be toothpaste, maybe it'll be a bar of soap.
Yeah, who knows what it is. Whatever it is, you're probably going to need it, because you don't really have anything at all.
And you can buy two of whatever it is.
Yep. So, of course, there's also the black market, which I imagine is a way a lot of people are getting stuff in Venezuela, what little there is. But let's continue the story.
Yeah, and some people never actually get the chance to buy whatever they're standing in line for. Rama Carrero had been staring blankly ahead for hours in a grocery line for the elderly in an upscale Caracas neighborhood in May when her gaze suddenly became more fixed.
Uh-oh.
She tilted backwards. No one was able to break her fall. Her head smacked the concrete. When she came to, she began vomiting. While most in line stayed put, a young man did volunteer to take her to the emergency room. On the taxi ride over, Carrero said she had not eaten since the day before. Said, "There's no retiring from this." She leaned back and closed her eyes. The lines are driven by scarcity and poverty, but they also reflect how much people have given up on traditional employment. With the minimum wage at less than $15 per month and inflation running well into triple digits, it barely pays to actually go to work. It makes more economic sense to fill one's pantry and then sell or barter anything not vitally needed.
Also, I can tell you something. I would not want to be caught in one of these hospitals. The headline over at the New York Times from earlier this year, dying infants and no medicine inside Venezuela's failing hospitals. I mean, just looking at the photos is terrifying.
I'm sure it is.
I mean, you've got, there's the walls look like they, you know, they've just been torn up. The floors are, there's, I don't even know how to describe how dirty and messy they are. There's a man sitting on a, you know, he's reclining back on a table and just blood underneath him, not clean in any way, shape, or form. I mean, it's just not, does not even look close to being sanitary. I mean, that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
What things are like inside the hospitals there. Anyway, go on with yours.
Again, they say it makes more economic sense to not work, but fill one's pantries and then try to sell or barter anything that you do not vitally need. That means that fields lie fallow while farmers spend their days waiting to buy imported goods.
Hmm.
Teachers walk out of classrooms in search of food that they can eat or sell. Government offices close in the early afternoon because officials need to go shopping as well.
Mm-hmm.
David Smild, a Venezuela expert at the Washington Office on Latin America, said most of these people are making more money doing this than at their jobs.
Of course.
The most enterprising have turned the line itself into a business. Former housewife Maria Luz Marcano rents plastic stools and charges up cell phones and also checks bags at an improvised line concierge stand. She makes half a month's minimum wage in a day.
Smart.
She says, I'm making all of this in cash. I love being an independent businesswoman, grinning opposite her grim-faced customers.
Wow.
The bleakest lines are at the Caracas morgue overlooking the city, while the other lines are about shortages. This one stems from an excess of death. When the body of Perez, that's the guy that we mentioned earlier, when his body arrived at the morgue in mid-April, families were waiting for days to collect their loved ones. The morgue handled 400 bodies that month from homicide cases alone.
Oh, my God.
That's normal for Caracas.
In 1 month.
But it's more than the annual number of homicides in New York or Los Angeles.
Now, Chicago's getting pretty bad, but it's still worse than Chicago.
As they pass the hours outside the morgue, red-eyed relatives cover their nose with handkerchiefs to blunt the acrid stench. The cooling system has broken down, and embalming chemicals have to run out. Then it's off to the city cemetery. The wait to be buried, 3 days.
Mm. Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Just absolutely horrible.
So, basically, it's stand in line, stand in line, stand in another line, stand in this line, stand in that line, and then die, maybe standing in a line, and then your family goes and stands in a line and waits for 3 days to be able to bury your body.
You know, I mean,
and that's just in Caracas. Yeah. I can only imagine how bad it is everywhere else.
It's hard to say. Would it be worse in other places, better in other places? Maybe both, just depending on various
economic
factors.
Other places definitely don't have the same population density, but it's going to be the same thing.
Right. You're going to be as poor.
You go stand in line. You get 2 shopping days a week based on your state ID number. You get to buy 2 of whatever's at the store.
What do you think about all this? I mean, overall, Daryl, what needs to change here for Venezuelans to not have to experience this anymore?
The Venezuelan central government needs to cease to exist, and you know, as much as I oppose, you know, one nation taking over another, if either Brazil or Colombia took over Venezuela, things could not be worse. It's hard to imagine that they could be.
Well, right, because right now, Venezuelans have been able to go to Brazil and Colombia on a limited basis. There was a couple of weekends last month where over the last 2 months, where the Venezuelan government, in all their wonder, allowed people to actually cross over into Colombia to do some shopping on the border city, or cities, or however many there are. And tens of thousands of people, like 100,000 people, crossed over in one weekend.
And about 10% of those just never went back to Venezuela.
Can't blame them. And you know, then there's another story we read about Brazil, where there's really not much in the way of any kind of mega border town there. It's
right. There's like one road that goes into Brazil, right. And people from Caracas, what was it, 36-hour round-trip bus ride to go shopping
right.
in Brazil?
It was a 12-hour bus ride for a lady that was in a relatively nearby place, nearby town in Venezuela. She still had to ride 12 hours one
right.
way to get into Brazil to, again, get their hands on some basic food items, which are in plentiful supply in Brazil and Colombia. I mean, there's plenty of food available there, but it's not in Venezuela. So it's not a problem of the fact that, oh, our oil isn't selling the way it used to be. Well, you know, the other countries nearby are much, much better off than Venezuela. It's not that different of a place.
Right. And so. Also the neighboring countries aren't as socialist.
Right.
You know, I don't know all of the politics of Colombia, but, you know, every country is, you know, quote-unquote socialist to some degree. So when I say they're not as socialist, then, you know, like, they could be as free as Mexico, which, you know, there are some socialist things about Mexico. There's some socialist things about the United States, although the U.S. is, you know, a lot freer than some of those places. But again, the U.S. is by far the freest place in the world. We go over these numbers all the time to where the U.S. is, you know, depending on which ranking system you're looking at, somewhere, you know, 20th through about 50th is the freest country in the world.
So, you know, looking at any other story after hearing what you just told us this hour, it's really hard to take anything else seriously. It's like, oh, you've got problems? You've got problems where you live? No. They've got problems in Venezuela.
Yeah.
And, you know, reading this story about the health system there, if you even want to call it a system, Venezuela's failing hospitals, this is going to make you want to... It's going to make you want to commit suicide. It's just so bad. I mean, it's so depressing.
If you want to commit suicide, just go to Venezuela and visit the hospital.
Yeah.
They're not going to do anything for you. You'll die there.
It's just insane. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got to change gears here because it's too depressing. Let's talk about something ridiculous coming up here. Hour number two, Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.